Many of the solar panels you see on rooftops use special materials called semiconductors, such as silicon, to generate electricity. However, silicon is not especially good at absorbing light, says Jonathan Major, physics professor at the University of Liverpool in England.
To absorb a useful amount of sunlight with silicon, we would need to use around 200 micrometers of material. For absorbers such as cadmium telluride, we need to only use around 1% of the same amount of material.
Which is why cadmium telluride is now firmly established as the market standard for making the next generation of solar cells. It results in more flexible panels and dramatically outperforms silicon, with one major drawback.
The problem is that cadmium chloride itself is a highly toxic compound. It's carcinogenic, it's been linked to genetic defects, and if it gets into the water supply, it can poison fish stocks for generations.
That's why Major and his colleagues started looking for alternatives to cadmium chloride, the crystalline compound used in the solar cell manufacturing process. As they report in the journal Nature, they found that magnesium chloride is an efficient, low-cost, and harmless substitute.
It's simply recovered from seawater, and it's currently used in a number of applications, such as it's used to salt roads in icy conditions. You can buy it as a health supplement or a mineral bath soak, and it's also used as coagulant for the production of tofu.
Major has filed a patent on the manufacturing process using magnesium chloride, but says it will take time for the industry to adopt it.
And the only reason we can say as to why no one has is simply that cadmium chloride works very well, and it seems to have been a case of if it isn't broke, no one's bothered to fix it. So, I mean, for myself, I've worked in cadmium telluride solar cells for around 10 years now, and cadmium chloride has always just simply been viewed as the process, in that that's the one you use, that's how you make the solar cells, and no one's really varied from that.
Major will continue to refine the process for its potential in the solar industry. He adds, the work is a good example of the important role academic research can play in industrial established technologies. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.